I'm not even sure what the left is doing. I don't think they're living in America. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Cancel This, Uncensored and Unafraid. And, you know, as we all know, this seems to be turning into a nightmare. The Biden administration, you know, or whoever is in charge. They're just going from bad to worse. And I think I was focusing a lot on just sort of everything that was going on, you know, whether that be the transgender, you know, all the critical race theory stuff. And, you know, just to sort of find out that, you know, like, all of those are kids pretty much. I remember who I was as a young laddie. Just stupid and didn't really know much. And so, you know, and just the indoctrination from the beginning. You know, black people are slaves. White people are oppressors. You know, it just sort of seems that, you know, they're sort of just spinning the narrative around, you know, to fit whatever, you know, they deem necessary to, you know, win office and then stay in office. But as we can see by, you know, the news cycle, whether it's the border, you know, whether it's gun laws, defunding the police, everything's just sort of getting out of hand. And, you know, the left, they're literally trying to cover it up and spin it in whichever way they can, and they're not doing a good job. I'm not necessarily sure, like, what the left actually is anymore. Like, I don't know what they're for, I don't know what they're against. You know, it just seems that everything that happens is just to fit, you know, whatever narrative they want to spin. It's first it's like, oh yeah, you know, the police are hunting all these black people, defund the police. And then you realize that, oh wait, crime's going up. Hey, bad idea, guys. No, we don't want to defund the police, we want to reallocate money. Hey guys, you know, give them the COVID money. And it's just, you know, they're sort of spinning out of control, and you're just trying to figure out, you know, where exactly they're going. And I just don't think they even know where they're going. I'm not necessarily sure, like, why exactly, you know, like, what Democrats are doing, you know, why you want to be a Democrat, or, you know, some of these kids that are pushing for socialism or communism. And you see exactly what's going on in Cuba. And, you know, people just think, oh, hey, that won't happen here. When slowly everything's just being sort of taken, you know, rights. And, you know, they're basically scaring people into submission. You know, hey, you got to do what the government says, or we're going to take your stuff away. Trying to take guns. Trying to take your ability to choose whether or not you get the vaccine. The government just needs to stay the hell out of our business. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, it's just like, oh, you know, you're right wing or you're Republican. And, you know, because you're racist. And if you just have a conversation, you know, without going in and just, you know, all in your feelings and whatnot. Like, a lot of Republicans actually, you know, they want sort of the, you know, the things that you would want if you weren't so emotional. You know, because, you know, the left keeps telling you that everybody's racist and a bigot. You know, just because you believe in God, they think you hate homosexuals. Or, you know, just because you don't believe teaching, you know, freaking 4 and 5 year olds that, you know, their whiteness is bad, that they're a racist and they can't handle that. And, you know, we're just sort of, you know, they just, you know, they're just directing the narrative, you know, just sort of, you know, sending, you know, the lefties and most of, you know, most of them are radical leftists, but even the Democrats, like with certain policies, and I just don't, like, I mean, I remember being registered as a Democrat, sort of just growing up in the black household. You know, I was never told by my parents to register as a Democrat or to be a Democrat, but I just thought, you know, that was a thing that, you know, we all had to do, you know, so I don't get my black card revoked. And, you know, turns out that they really don't believe in any of the values, the moralities, really nothing, you know, individualism that, you know, I hold dear. And I think if people, like if more people paid more attention, and early on, I think it was a very weird thing for me when I start, you know, following what was going on just in the news and the media and what was going on in the world. It, you know, it turned a light on as far as, you know, just everything, practically just everything that was going on. And it was, and now I'm thinking like, oh, okay, like maybe people, you know, maybe people are just, you know, like me, they just didn't want to be, you know, controlled by all the hysteria. You know, I got way too much stuff going on. You know, whether that's just like school, work, building companies, contract jobs. I just did not want to get involved in politics until COVID happened and basically all the ununifying of America, you know, and it was supposed to be, you know, the Biden administration, they ran on, you know, a mission that was supposed to be, oh, you know, we're going to unify everybody, when literally they've the only thing they've done has been trying to tear us apart, because they basically are saying that, oh, you know, if somebody doesn't believe what you believe, then they're a racist and a bigot. You know, like, everything's cool, you know, when, you know, we're allies of the black people, we're allies of the LGBTQ, you know, we're allies of, you know, everybody. And, you know, anytime, but, like, as soon as you disagree with anything, you know, like, you're no longer an ally. It could be, you know, it could be the most fundamental of things, like murdering babies, you know, at 9 months, you know, just, like, fundamental things. And it's just like, oh, you know, it's a woman's body and they can do whatever they want. And, you know, and I just, you know, I think for me, you know, I don't lose the sleep. So I definitely don't think it's right. But at the same time, like, I'm not walking in your shoes. I do not believe babies should be murdered. But at the same time, I think government should stay out of a lot of that stuff. You know, you also gotta kind of figure out, like, you know, if you're murdering babies at 9 months old, then, you know, I feel like somebody should step in for that, because that's just not right. And, you know, you wouldn't just, you know, if you're having a, you know, perfectly healthy child and, you know, that's practically a person. So, yeah, I'm definitely not down for that. But either way, going back to the argument before, we're not really an argument, I'm just sort of spewing bullcrap, so bear with me. Yeah, Democrats, they're sort of, and I don't want to just say all Democrats, because it's the leftists, it's the radical leftists, but even the Democrats, they just sort of don't know what they're talking about. They're just being, you know, they're just feeding into the into the radical of everything, because, you know, that's what happens when you play identity politics, is you have to be more liberal and more leftist and more radical than the most radical person. So they're capitalizing off the gain. And I'm not necessarily, you know, it's almost like you would think they were doing it on purpose, you know, but it's also like, oh, you know, trying to keep a narrative going so that, you know, you could stay in office and, you know, you could just, you know, like, keep the White House blue and, you know, all those, you know, weird words that we use and colors that we use for politics. But, you know, it's very sad to sort of see, you know, like, where we've come. You know, we went from, oh, you know, like, hey, we're going to unify, to, hey, by the way, you know, white people suck, and, you know, black people, you're going to be victimized forever. You've been victimized in the past, you're being victimized today, and you're being oppressed, and, you know, there's nothing that you can do about it, but, you know, the government will help you guys out. So, you know, like, we'll create all of these laws that prohibit people from doing these things, and we're gonna fight systematic racism together. And for some reason, you know, it's just like everybody's always looking for, you know, like, this systemic racism, and, you know, they can't, like, they don't cite one instance. And everybody on the left is, you know, just as mind-boggled, because, you know, and it's all people alike. It's Hispanics, it's blacks, and they're saying that, you know, just like myself, they're saying, like, hey, man, I work hard as hell to get where I am, and I'm going to keep working hard to get better. And, you know, and that's individualism, you know, just taking responsibility for your own shit. And it seems like nobody wants to take responsibility. And, you know, it's just like, oh, yeah, we need to rely on the government so, you know, everybody can be the same. And, you know, we could, you know, the rich make too much. And, you know, like, the poor are getting robbed of taxes. And, you know, people are just like, they literally just quote, you know, stuff that they hear. They don't know. They're just quoting this stuff that they hear. And when you think about it, you know, so basically the top 1% pays pretty much all the taxes, and the bottom 1% pays like 1% of the taxes. And, you know, but yet, you know, they continue to write these narratives saying that, oh, you know, these people don't pay taxes, and, you know, they don't do all this stuff. So, I think if you make more than $2 million, we can take 70%. And it's just are you guys serious right now? And people don't see the problem. People don't see the problem with that. And, that is a big problem. Because if we just say, hey, you know, if you make more than this amount of money, you know, we're just going to take most of it. You're literally going to stop most production, because people are going to get lazy, because they're going to say, hey, like, if they're going to take the money anyway, you know, we'll just stay at $1 million and we'll pay regular taxes like everybody else. And that's going to stop the innovation. So that's going to stop the car makers. That's going to stop, you know, the freaking, you know, just like, you know, the big companies. So, you know, whether that's Amazon and, you know, I have my own qualms with different monopolies. However, things don't move in the right direction. So there's no innovation if there's no incentive behind it. So a lot of people build things and create things because there is incentive. It's like, okay, if I create this thing, like, the world's going to be better and my life is going to be better because I'm going to be making more money. I can provide for my family. I can give back to my community and, you know, just in all the above. But when you take that out of things and you say, oh, hey, you know, everybody, you know, you're going to make the same amount of money and the government's going to decide how much you can make of it. And people are just going to stop making things. And that's the bottom line. And that's why, like, socialist countries don't work. Communist countries don't work. And even when you think about the egalitarian way of society, you know, which is like Sweden and Norway and all of those countries that think that, you know, we should be equal. And it's, and by no means am I saying that, you know, any, you know, none of us should be equal, because we all know we're all just as capable as everything. And, you know, that's men, women, that's blacks, that's whites, that's Hispanics, that's Asians, you know, that's everybody. But, you know, so the, and I talked about this in a different episode, and, you know, it's equality, you know, of opportunity, and then the equality of outcome are not always, you know, like, so just because you have equality of opportunity doesn't mean you'll get equality of outcome. And you've seen it in, you know, in these different countries where, you know, they basically say, hey, you know, we're going to provide everybody the equal opportunity and, you know, like, no holds barred, we're just going to let you guys do whatever you want and you pick the jobs you want and then we'll go from there. And they're finding out that it's, you know, like, it's the same thing, that women are people-oriented and men are things-oriented, which means they still get in jobs that are more, you know, like, where they make more money because they can buy more things. And women get into different jobs where they help people, which tends to make less money. And, you know, and then, but, you know, in a, at least in America, we don't, you know, you don't have to worry about that because, you know, as much as they want to, you know, as much as they want to quote systematic oppression against everybody except for white people, like, it just doesn't exist, because all of us have the same opportunities to do what we want to do. And that's, you know, and this is where individualism is very important, because we all come from different walks of life. Some of us have one parent, some of us has two parents, some of us has no parents. Some of us are born in the hood, some of us are born rich, some of us are born middle class, you know, some of us are born smarter than others. You know, there's always going to be different barriers and, you know, different challenges that you will face when you're trying to, you know, overcome whatever it is. But that's not a systematic thing, because We see it all the time. There's in America, this is like, you know, this is the thing where, you know, you have all of these powerful people. They're white, they're black, they're Hispanic, they're Asian. They're literally all over the map. And then you have people like Maxine Waters and AOC and Lightfoot. You know, even, you know, like these grad professors, these, you know, politicians, you know, these successful media personnel. Like, you literally have them in positions where they're literally making millions of dollars. Like, they're making millions of dollars and then telling the black communities and the Hispanic communities that they can't succeed because they're oppressed. Meanwhile, they're sitting in their palatial estates in Bel Air while telling people that of their same color that they're oppressed and they need to do something about it. And I'm not necessarily sure if this is just some kind of tactic to distract from something else, because anybody that sees that just knows that they're full of shit. So the fact that they literally sit there and they blame everything on racism and they say, oh, you know, we got to teach the white people that they're bad and we got to teach the black people that they're oppressed. And, you know, meanwhile, they've worked hard to get to where they are, I'm sure. And, you know, they've reached, you know, some of them have reached the top of their fields. And either way, you know, as far as what we worldly people define success as, they've reached it. But they say that there is systems in place that doesn't allow them to reach there, even though they're there. And so, and you know, they make just all these dumb arguments where, or they don't make arguments at all, they just call you racist. So that's what, that's why I really have qualms with the Democratic Party right now, is because we're not even having a conversation. If you look at any, you can go look at any video pretty much, and you will probably not run into one video where a Republican asks a question and the Democrats answer the question, or at least wait for him to finish the question, and then they have a great dialogue going. In most of these videos, and like on the news, you're going to see the Republican go, hey, do you think that people should be allowed to have guns to protect their family? No, no, no. You're not going to try to turn this into, you know, some kind of political bout, and you're not going to trick me. And you're like, that seems like a pretty fair question. I mean, you're a politician and like you're trying to change gun laws. That seems like a very fair question. Like, should people be allowed, you know, we're already protected under the Second Amendment, you know, should people be allowed to own guns? Simple question. And they will just give you the runaround. They'll say no, no, no. And, you know, they'll stomp their feet. And they'll just basically, you know, they'll call you racist. It's just what everybody does. You know, like, whenever they, you know, don't get their way, or, you know, they can't answer some kind of question that you pose. And, you know, and these are freaking softball questions. And they'll just call you racist, and they'll call you a homophobe, and now they don't have to answer your questions. And so, and it's just a weird, you're just trying to figure out, dude, okay, like, what, you know, like, where do you guys stand? It just seems like, you know, like, you're calling everybody racist and, you know, like, you pretend to have policies and you pretend to want to get guns off the street and make it harder for legal gun owners to get guns and, you know, and it just seems like there's no logical reason for it. You know, like, when anybody asks you what a logical reasoning is, you just call them racist. And you can't even have, you know, you can't even have near the dialogue that you would want. You know, it's very sad to see, because I think in this world right now, you know, I think it's the most important that, you know, that we at least have conversations about these things. And so, you know, while I blabber on about, you know, the political left, just bear with me. Yeah, I'm really just talking shit. It's freaking 2 a.m. But at the same time, you know, I think these are questions. These are just questions that we have to ask. You know, if we can't have questions because everybody's racist and a bigot, then, you know, we're just going to be playing identity politics forever. And, you know, like, and pretty much they have been played forever. But now, you know, we're to a point where it's like, you know, most of our communications online, and you have big tech companies who are, you know, basically primarily leftists, and, you know, big corporations are using the woke movement as, you know, to make more money. And, you know, really the, you know, the people losing are the children, you know, black people, because, you know, they're getting caught up in all the propaganda of it all, because it's the Black Lives Matter and, you know, it's the critical race theory, and they're just getting caught up in all of it. And, you know, like, and most of them don't even know they're in the middle of it, or, you know, they're just being run by their feelings. You know, they're being run by emotion because, you know, they listen to, you know, people just tell them all the time that, oh, the Republicans, they're racist and they don't want to see equality for you. And I think most of it is very valid. And because basically what the left sees is, hey, you know, like, back in the day here, there was slavery and there was oppression, and, you know, that's why some of the groups today don't succeed. Now, you know, there's nothing stopping them from succeeding, but, you know, like, the left won't mention that. They'll just always continue to go back to the past. And, you know, most people will meet them there. And, but at the same time, like, I'm not willing to say, oh, okay, like, yeah, because there was racism in the past, you know, there was slavery in the past, that we're doomed for eternity. And, you know, that's basically what everybody's saying. And, like, and of course it affects things today. You know, but like, a lot of people are affected. You know, there's freaking white people living in trailer parks, and there, you know, everybody living in trailer parks, whether it's, you know, rural, whether it's city, you know, people, all different races are living in poverty, you know. And, you know, they make it seem like, oh, it's just black people, Spanish people, and, you know, redneck white people that live in poverty. But it's, I mean, you look at the statistics, it's true that most people live in poverty. So if they came at it like, you know, not a race thing, but socioeconomic thing, then you would at least have a better argument. There's obviously still multiple holes in it, but by just inciting racism and, you know, tearing people apart, you know, a lot of people are starting to wake up because, you know, the freaking people that were supposed to run on unity are just telling you that, you know, one group is bad and one group is oppressed. And a lot of people aren't going for that. You know, and I'm one of them because, you know, growing up in a military household, you know, my parents stress, you know, like, nobody was coming to save you. You're going to have to work hard and you're going to have to find your way. And, you know, for us, that's just that's what it was. You know, that's how we lived. And, you know, and today, you know, I don't define myself as a loser. So, you know, I think that's a start. No, but, no, like, that's just what it is. That's individualism. Like, so, people in, I can't remember if I did a podcast or a blog on this, but, you know, it seems like people just do it to themselves. Maybe it was my last podcast where I talked about, you know, just sort of, you know, whether that's family, you know, whether that's, you know, getting pregnant at an early age, committing crime, you know, that, like, that all hurts your family for generations, that hurts the community, and, but nobody, like, nobody wants to take, you know, like, nobody wants to take freaking, you know, ownership for, like, for anything, you know, like, oh, yeah, I am a loser because of the system. It's like, no, man, you're a loser because you don't want to work hard. You know, like, you're a loser because you think that things should be given to you. Like, you're a loser because you'd rather, you know, rob people than to go get an actual job. Or you'd rather sell drugs than to go get an actual job. And so, like, that's not a systemic thing. That's you doing the wrong thing. And, you know, people, oh, yeah, well, it's not that hard. And it's just like, dude, nothing in life is hard. Or nothing in life is easy. You know, like, you're always going to have challenges and you're always going to have obstacles. So, you know, just saying that it's not easy, that doesn't just, like, disqualify that. Because, dude, like, if you want to change, you're going to have to work hard. You know, people, they continue to, you know, just, like, cite all this, like, bull crap. And, you know, they don't actually look back at, like, you know, what's going on, you know, like, for themselves. And, you know, if I knew that, you know, my family's been poor for generations and, you know, and, you know, for a lot of this I can speak because, you know, I lived in the ghetto. Growing up, you know, there was, like, at the time, there was 7 of us in a 2-1 apartment on Martin Luther King Street. And, you know, I could have just said, oh, hey, you know, I'm oppressed and, you know, I give up. But, you know, my dad didn't say that either. You know, we eventually moved into a nicer neighborhood. You know, we still weren't rich, you know, by any sort of the imagination. We were barely, I guess, middle class. But, you know, him being in the military, you know, he just instilled in us that, hey, you're just going to have to find your own way. Like, nobody owes you anything. You know, if you want it, go get it. And, I carried that mentality into everything. Sports, school, you know, undergrad, graduate school. And I continue to keep moving because, you know, when you want to be successful, that's what you do. You know, I don't just cite racism when life gets hard. I don't say, oh, you know, it's not easy, so I can't do it. No, like, that's not what winners do. You know, like, successful people make it happen when it doesn't look like it's gonna happen. You know, lazy people are always citing instances where, oh, you know, like, I can't do this because of I have XYZ barriers or XYZ challenges. And with, you know, with the victim, like with the victim mentality, they're going to stay there. Instead of, you know, looking at winners and seeing them go, hey, I know I have all this stacked against me, but I'm going to succeed. And but no, the government saying that, oh, hey, you guys can't succeed, so you'll need us to help you. And anybody who knows anything about socialist countries and communist countries, that's exactly where it starts. You know, it starts with the government giving you handouts. You know, and you're just, oh yeah, thank you for the handouts, but where's that money coming from? You know, it's coming from, like, our working taxes. You know, like, the people that you complain that have too much money. It's very crazy. And most of the kids, you know, you just don't know, you know, they grow up in these very liberal homes and they just think, oh, everything's okay. And that, oh, they had it so good while others had it so bad, and we gotta tear down the system because this is not fair, this is not equal. And they never think about, you know, what equals means. Like, what's it going to cost? And, you know, people, like, you know, they'll tell you that, you know, that's a bad way to think of things, but no, it's actually not. It's a very good way to think of anything. You know, if, like, if you're saying that, oh, this is going to help, you always have to say, okay, well, you know, what are the benefits? What are the consequences? Like, what is this at the cost of? And for most things, that like there's always something. You know, sometimes that's higher taxes. You know, that's higher inflation. You know, that's, like, certain things can be at the cost of a lot of things that you didn't necessarily think about. And when you're, you know, freaking 21, when you're 18 and 19 and 17, you don't think about these things. And, you know, you're out protesting for, you know, $15 an hour, and you're out protesting for socialism, even though you don't know what it means, and you're out protesting for defund the police, you know, even though it's not necessarily your neighborhood that's going to, you know, have a spike in gun crime and violence, you know, but, you know, at the time you think you're doing the right thing. And, but then you'll look back and, you know, you'll say, oh man, this was just a crazy thing. And we've obviously, you know, we've all had those moments where we go, oh, that was a dumb thing that we did. And I think, you know, it's just like, and it's sad because, you know, like, you want to, you know, you want to be able to blame somebody, but, you know, like, these are kids who just don't know about life in general. Like, they just don't know about anything. And so, you know, so in order to, you know, just sort of, like, pin this on, you know, the new generation, now, you know, the different, like, liberals and, like, the radical leftists, you know, who are, you know, like, who claim to be, you know, intellectuals and, you know, and they're adults, like, that I definitely have a problem with, because, you know, like, these are supposed to be, you know, like, these are supposed to be the leaders, you know, these are supposed to be the ones with experience, and, you know, they're just spewing just, like, crazy propaganda. And, you know, like, these kids are just, like, falling victim to it when, you know, in actuality, they don't know what any of that means. Like, you know, if you just went to one of them and, you know, asked them, okay, like, you want to take, you know, 70%, you know, from the rich or whatever, and, all right, so, you know, and just play out this scenario. Because you want to take, you know, 70% from the rich, what if you come up with, you know, tomorrow you come up with this app, and this is an amazing app, and you make so much money off of it, and, you know, you make $100 million. But, you know, the government says, nah, man, you make too much, so, you know, on top of all those taxes, we're going to tax you more. And so, now you say, okay, because you made over that certain thing, so over that certain number, now we're taxing you 90%, and so, you're, like, we're going to have to take 90 million of that 100 million that you just made. And most of them, guarantee you, because, you know, they're just kids, you know, most of them are going to say, that is crazy. And it is. And I think we need to start looking at, you know, we need to, like, as parents and, you know, like, community leaders and, you know, leaders on the right, I think it's going to start with our children. I think that's going to be the most important thing, because, you know, coming into this, you know, like, this new age, and, you know, they're being indoctrinated from, you know, elementary school through college, and you're just going to have to ground them in different principles. You know, you just give them the tools to succeed. You give them the tools to be able to, you know, make their own mind, you know, make their own mind up, and, you know, not being, you know, just caught up in, you know, all the flashiness and, like, all the propaganda of things. You know, just give them, you know, have them sit down, you know, pros and cons to everything. And, you know, eventually, you know, they're, like, you know, you just trust them to, you know, make whatever decision is right for them. And, you know, so for our kids, you know, we just, we have to reach those people. We have to reach our kids. We have to reach, you know, just these kids being indoctrinated, because, you know, they're literally just spewing nonsense now. You know, it's, you know, you can be whatever sex you want to be. You can like whoever you want to be. You can be a cat, you can be a dragon. You know, like, however you feel, that's just what it is. You know, or, hey, you know, like, I know you were born white and you really have nothing to do with that, but, yeah, you're evil and you're racist, so, we're gonna need you to dial that back. You know, we got some programs here, they're gonna show you how to be less white, so, if you can just spend, you know, about 30 hours watching those videos, that'd be great, greatly appreciated. Those in the black community will be very appreciative of you being less white. Nonsense, people. This is pure and absolute nonsense. And we need to stop our kids from, you know, getting involved in this garbage. So, moving forward, guys, I think the pendulum's going to swing back because of just the massive incompetence, you know, with the left right now. And so, you know, and I think it's going to bounce back red. And who knows, maybe I'll run for office soon. Yeah, this is getting crazy. But, guys, I thank you for tuning in. I know this one ran a little bit long, but, you know, if you're on a plane ride, if you're, you know, riding a stationary bike at the gym or at home, if you're on a long walk, I'm hoping this made it a little bit better. You know, even though, you know, my spewing of nonsense, but I'm hoping it made it a little bit better. Guys, I really appreciate you listening. Thank you once again. This was Cancel This, Uncensored and Unafraid. I'm your host, Anthony Newton, and I'm out.